Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Mike. Trinity is here.
Hi.
We went up to go see Trinity's papaw. My dad was in the hospital. Now we're headed back home. Take Trinity to submit her stuff for the county fair.
Yep.
Decided it was a good time to record an episode. So we're going to let Trinity take the reins here for a second.
Okay, so you know how we've already answered this question about myths and legends, right? With like the stories about, like, for example, Bigfoot and all that.
Right? Okay.
Okay, so taco people will be like, one person will be like, oh, I saw this. I saw Mothman here. And then other people are like, oh yeah, I saw them too. When in reality they didn't. They could have just been seeing a bird.
Well, I would think if you seen Mothman, he'd look a little different than a bird, but I think I understand what you're getting at.
Yeah.
You thinking these people are lying?
Yeah.
Just lying? Well, I mean, then it's probably to get attention or to tell a story.
Because I've seen it happen before, even in school. Like, I'll be in one classroom and one kid will be like, oh my gosh, this teacher said the biggest swear word, and I was in that class with that teacher. It'll be like, they said it in this period of time, and I'm like, no, she didn't. And all the other students are like, yeah, we heard her. I'm like, no, and I'll even get my friend to say no to, like, my friend will even agree with me and say that she didn't say anything.
So this has nothing to do with myths and legends. This has to do with why people are lying.
It also has to do with the myths and legends.
But why does it have to do with myth and legends? Like,
because that's where it mostly happens a lot.
Well, I mean, you'd be talking like people that say they've seen Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And there was it was probably in the 80s, 70s maybe, there was a picture of Bigfoot that was going around. The guy swore he's seen it and all this other stuff. Turns out the guy was like a shyster and he used to film and stuff too, I think, and he's a con artist, and much years later, some guy admitted to putting on the Bigfoot costume and tromping around the woods, and he did it because, well, this guy was probably also writing a book, so a lot of people do that kind of stuff for profit, of course, if they can write books, things like that, and they're doing it to get attention. And you know, this guy makes this photo that's been shown around for years and years and years, and it gets him all this attention that he can sell a book. If a guy just put a book out on Bigfoot or whatever it was, nobody's going to buy it. Nobody's going to hear him. Nobody's going to do nothing. If you wrote a book, you know, nobody's probably going to hear about it unless you did something to bring it out. Makes me think of, what was that movie? Blair Witch Project back in the day, and that was coming out when I was in my late teens, and that movie got big hype because they were going around, from what I remember, and going to college campuses and spreading this rumor about this thing happening, and then so then it became kind of like a folklore at these colleges, and then they put the movie out, like, we got this footage, here's the footage, and a movie, and then people thought it was all real and everything, and so they lied about it to get it out there, to get it all hyped up. So people do it for profit, mostly attention. Kids in your school are doing it for attention, maybe even just boredom. Maybe the boy's telling you that stuff just because he wants to find a reason to talk to you.
No, I just eavesdrop on everybody. I eavesdrop a lot. They'll be like shout across to the room, hey, did you hear that? I'm like, we're all...
I don't think it's eavesdropping.
Yeah.
If he's shouting across the room.
Yeah. But why would they be bored, okay? The fact that in middle school, in my grade, it's just drama, drama, drama. There's enough going on there. You don't need to add more drama.
But if they didn't add the drama to you, you wouldn't have something to eavesdrop on and watch.
It is true. You? It's like a reality TV show. And I can change it any way I want. If I needed to. I'll just be sitting there like, oh, there's that. That happened.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, there's not much to that. That's not a very deep question, but like I said, probably just people trying to make money, get attention. People are bored. Sometimes people just like to talk anyways, even if they're not bored. They just blah, blah, blah about things. So sometimes that's it. Sometimes people are, like I said, conning somebody out of something. Like, so that answers that question. Do you have another question in the barrel, ready to go?
So they're the Teslas, right?
Yeah.
I look over and I see people driving them, but I don't ever see them go off, like the car driving itself. It's not only just people driving them. Like, what's the point of buying them if you're not gonna let them self drive? You're not gonna let it self drive itself.
Well, we're not quite at self driving. I think them cars, you really are supposed to have your hands kind of on the wheel or at the wheel, right in front of the wheel. So it's not like you're not supposed to be at this point taking your hand. I think they might even have sensors, but you're not like to the point where you're taking your hands off, laying it back and taking a nap. You're supposed to be able to take control of it, because it's, this stuff's definitely not perfect. Even the Teslas, the self-driving ones, there's been several accidents where people have gotten injured or died because of a malfunction in it. I mean, we're not quite there. And I don't know that we will be until we start, well, just till the stuff advances. I mean, that's, Tesla's more of a Tesla because it's an electric vehicle, not because it's a self-driving vehicle. Now, they did have this car that was a self-driving car that was just driving around without anybody in it for a while. Might have been the passenger in it, but it just self-drove. And I think it eventually got in an accident that wasn't its fault, but yeah, we're not there yet. It will probably get there at some point in time.
And I really wanted to, like, in the view, I really wanted to, like, when I'm 60, to just like go on the wheel and play Minecraft as we're driving down the road. That'd be awesome.
Well, probably not by the time you're 16, but
dang it.
Sometime in the future. I mean, you're not even gonna own a car. There'll be self-driving cars that'll just drive themselves.
What about a self-flying, what about a car that can drive, but yet also fly?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. I mean, not anytime soon. But
like, it has, like, wings that, like, go out when you want it to. You just push a button.
Chitty chitty bang bang? Yeah, sure.
No, I'm thinking of it differently. Like, the wings come off of it's almost like a door. Like, you got the door, you open it, you close it, and then the door kind of, not the door itself, but like this part of the door, but like the outside of the door rises up, and then it has like propellers on it, and it launches us up into the air. Of course, I'm going to stay on the ground, but
people. Alright, T, you okay?
No, I don't know. I think.
But maybe
I saw
one day.
A picture, and it looked awesome. That's what I'm basing it off of. I saw a picture. It's like a futuristic car. It had wings on it. It looked awesome.
I thought they do have some kind of car plane things, but I think you gotta land and then fold the wings up, then you can drive around or something. And you can fly short distances, but you know, that's just me trying to remember something. My point earlier was, we're not going to have, you're not even going to own cars. Like, you're going to have an app on your phone where you say, I need a car at my place at this time, like an Uber. And a car is going to drive up to you, and you're going to get in it, and then it's going to take you where you want to go, and then when you need to leave there, you'll get another car.
Imagine somebody from the future right now is listening to our podcast, and they decide to steal my idea of the flying car and use it as their own, and say that they were the one who found it, and when in reality it was me.
People from the future are going to look back at the ideas we have and be like, what? That? Nope. not even close. It's going to be totally different.
Yeah.
Just like we look back now at that kind of stuff in the past and stuff where they were trying to predict how things would work, and it's totally different, you know?
That one movie we watched, it's just all about everything being peaceful.
What movie?
It was one that was, like, about the future, and, like, some guys were frozen.
Oh, Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look at some of that stuff, and that was all weird. Like, there was a... that you'd have to go up to call somebody. You'd go up to, like, a phone booth. Because back when that movie was made, there was phone booths, and they thought that's how it was going to be.
But now we have a walking... But now we have a talking calculator.
We've got a computer in our pocket, yeah.
We got a talking calculator in our pocket.
And they, you know... These... You know, they had that weird machine in the wall that when you cuss, that would give you a fine, right? Like, even if that comes in the future here sometime, it's not even going to be that. It'd be somebody listening to you on your phone when you cuss, and then it just automatically takes the money out of your account. No ticket. So, when people in the future look back at what we thought the future was going to be, they're going to think, well, totally different.
Yeah, the flying robots are trying to take over the world.
Well, that might happen.
The Siri is extremely savage in the future.
No, she's Siri!
Siri's already...
I'm on your side!
Siri's already savage enough. Have you done the 0 divided by 0?
No.
She will say something along the lines of, oh, well, imagine you have 0 cookies and you have 0 friends. Cookie Monster's upset because there's no more cookies. And you're upset because you have no friends. She has done that before. Oh! Siri went off on my phone.
She's answering your questions.
She's trying to find everything she can.
Yep. I forget even what your original question was there.
Something about...
flying cars. Folding up wings? I don't know.
No, self-driving Teslas.
Self-driving Teslas. So,
what?
To answer your question about why don't you see a lot of people not driving Teslas and let self-driving happen, it's because we're not there yet. There's no real self-driving cars yet.
Then why are they spending their money?
For the electric vehicle, for the... to look like they're high class or something, I guess. I don't know. What's that word? Like, they're...
trying to look like they're millionaires.
Well, something like that. Like, if you heard that nurse talking, saying, you know, she had Tesla come in with the special doors and stuff, and then she come in the next day with a Tesla SUV, you know. Like, yeah, drive around Tesla, she's like, look how much money I got, look how cool I am. But, I mean, we all do that, a lot of us do.
But also, here's the thing. If you spend your money on a Tesla now, then you might not be able to afford the better one.
Well, I guess the point would be you have enough money to afford a Tesla, and then you would have enough money to afford the new one in the future. Or lease a Tesla, I guess. I don't know if you can lease Teslas. And you just get the new one, and the new one comes out, get a different payment. I guess that's that, T.
Yeah.
So, maybe when we go into work Tuesday, we can get another episode in the morning. If we can remember. We'll see if we can.
Okay, so moral of the story. Teslas are expensive, and we're not there on the self-driving yet.
Correct.
Okay.
That would be a good end to these segments. If you did a moral of the story, so we can see what you understood. Instead of me, I kind of recap sometimes, but... maybe you can just do a more of the story at the end of the episodes.
Yes.
We'll try to remember that, but we won't, will we?
I don't know. Some stuff sticks with me, some stuff doesn't.
All right. All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Hopefully this episode wasn't too bad.